Text numéro 37. Earliest autumn flooding in memory, say villagers. Residents of a Cambridgeshire village said they had never known one of the main routes out of it to flood in early autumn. The Erith Causeway, alongside the River Great Ouse, is a well-known flood location, but villagers told the BBC it was being closed more often in the year. Long-term residents said flooding was normally an issue in other seasons, with one saying the road closure had a huge financial and educational impact on families. The County Council has been forced to shut a number of other routes that usually flood in winter, urging people to take precautions in the wet weather. Stacey Buchanan, 34, has lived in the village north of Cambridge for 15 years. She has a 10-year-old daughter who needs to get to school on the other side of the flooded road. My daughter and I will be cycling through the flooded road, which has a huge safety implication. She goes to school in the village of Over and I work for the NHS. Call me a bad parent, but she needs an education. I have another child at home who's refusing to go to school because he would face a 90-minute diversion. The time he gets in, he'd have missed a big chunk of the day. I've had enough of living here. I'll be looking to sell up next year, although the house price will be dropping, no doubt, because of this situation. A 70-year-old woman who has lived in Erith for 44 years said, "The gates were closed over the weekend, and it might be shut here for some time with more rain forecast. It was shut 4 times last winter, which is unusual. It's normally an issue in winter and spring once or twice a year. Traffic gets gridlocked with diversions. It really does cause havoc locally when it's flooded, which is happening more and now sooner than normal." Another resident said she would not recommend walking through a closed flooded road. But she said with the depth of about 30 centimetres, she was happy to do so at her own risk to avoid a big diversion. "I know the area well, and when I can't see the grass on the verge, I wouldn't do it, but what else can you do? The current is pretty fast too, so it's not really advisable." The government's flood warnings state that river levels remain high. It has urged people to take care on riverside roads and footpaths and to not put yourself in unnecessary danger. Scientists say many extreme weather events are becoming more frequent and intense as a result of climate change. Adapted from BBC News, Cambridgeshire, October 2024.